Well, it's good to see everybody this morning. This morning I want to speak for just a little bit about, I guess you could say, about hearing versus listening. It could be one way to put it, but the main thing I want to point out is that God speaks to us every day. We just got to make sure that we not only hear what he says, but that we listen to it, that we pay attention to it. You know, there's a article that I read that I drew the idea from this sermon for by a man named Mike Riley, a brother, I assume. And it goes like this. He tells a story. It says a Native American and his friend were down in downtown in New York City, walking near Times Square. It was during the noon lunch hour, and the streets were filled with people. Cars were honking their horns, taxicabs were squealing around corners, sirens were wailing, and the sounds of the city were almost deafening. Suddenly, the Native American said, "I hear a cricket." His friend said, "What? You must be crazy. You couldn't possibly hear a cricket over all this noise." "No, I'm sure of it," the Native American said. "I heard a cricket." "That's crazy," said the friend. The Native American listened carefully for a moment and walked across the street to a big planter where some shrubs were growing. He looked into the bushes beneath the branches, and sure enough, there was a small cricket. His friend was utterly amazed. Says, "That's incredible. You must have superhuman ears." Said, "No," the Native American said, "my ears are no different from yours. It just all depends on what you're listening for." "But that can't be," said the friend. "I would never hear a cricket in all this noise." "Yes, you can," came the reply. "Here, let me show you." And the Native American reached into his pocket. He pulled out a few coins and discreetly dropped them on the sidewalk. And then, with the noise of all the crowded streets and the cars blaring in their ears, they noticed that every person's head within 20 feet turned to look and see if the change that tinkled on the pavement was theirs. "You see what I mean?" said the Native American. "It all depends on what's important to you and what you're listening for." Christians today, we have a lot of distractions. We have a lot of things going on in our lives, just like New York City around Times Square. I'm sure there's a pile of things going on. It would be hard to hear things if you weren't really listening. You know, we got to remember as Christians to let those things that are trying to distract us, you know, we might hear them. We might be comprehending what's going on around us, but don't let those things distract us from God. Because God is speaking, and He speaks His message to everybody. But He truly blesses and loves those that listen. Turn with me to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13 and verse 10. It says, "And the disciples came to Him and said, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?' He answered and said to them, 'Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.'" You know, we have a blessing. If we will listen to God and we will pay attention to what He's telling us, we can be among the select few that God chooses to be in His family. You know, we read our scripture reading this morning, and I wanted to point this out before we get too much further. You know, it's easy to listen and to hear things, but it's not always easy to comprehend. You know, Samuel had that problem. He woke up in the middle of the night, somebody was talking to him. He thought he knew who it was. He ran to Eli and he asked him, "Why are you calling me? What do you need? What's going on?" You know, and Eli wasn't the one calling for him. You know, just like that today, we've got to remember to listen and to listen for God and be open to anyone needing to help to learn to listen, just like Eli was. Able to help Samuel learn to listen and to understand who it was that was calling him. You know, we've got to be able to not only listen for ourselves, but to help direct those who need to be able to listen. And also, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I apologize. My eyes are jumping around on me. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and in verse 3. You know, Moses is directing the children of Israel here. He's instructing them on how to be pleasing to God. It says, "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments." I'm not reading the right verse, am I? Verse 3. It says, "Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." You know, and he goes on to lay out instructions of how to please God, how to serve God. Well, what did they have to do? They had to listen, and they had to apply. They had to first receive the instruction in order to be able to carry it out. And I think that's the problem with a lot of Christians today. We have not a problem, you know, following God's Word, but truly listening to what it says, to know what's in it to follow. Also, Proverbs chapter 8 describes those that listen to God. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. It says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor," and this is actually talking about the ways of wisdom and the people that listen to that and search God. It says, "Search for God." It says, "Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than the choice silver." It says, "I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries." You know, wisdom here is saying, if you'll listen, if you'll seek me out, search for me, then you will be blessed. Because you are searching after what God wants you to search for. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2, and verses 1 beginning. Proverbs chapter 2, again, the value of listening to people's instructions, to God's instructions, to the righteous instructions. All those would apply. Verses 1 beginning in chapter 2 says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, and if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes a knowledge and understanding. He stores up wisdom for the upright, and He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints. And you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path." You know, God protects those that seek after Him, that truly listen to what He has to say. We've got to remember that, to keep that in our the forefront of our minds. Listen for what God is trying to tell us. Listen for wisdom. Because it is very possible, if we forget and we just kind of mosey along through life, not paying attention to what we're doing, it is very possible to hear but not listen. To hear, to listen, but not receive. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7 and verse 54, we see a good example of those that refuse to hear God's word and what they can do. Acts chapter 7 and verse 54, Stephen has just preached to the children of Israel, describing what they needed to do to change, to be right with God. And let's look at their reaction. It says in verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They heard it. They even understood it. It says, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. And it says, you skip on down to verse 57, they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. You know, these people were God's people. These were the Jews. These were people that were supposed to be listening to God. And they heard what God had to say. They did not want it. It wasn't what they were expecting. It wasn't what they thought was supposed to be said. So they stopped their ears, and they ran, and they destroyed the messenger. And I think this goes right along with what we see throughout the Old Testament and even in the New Testament of rebellious listeners, people that only want to hear what they want to hear. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning of verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." You know, these people that are being described here are Christians. These people that are being described are people that are understanding what God's will is, but they don't want to hear it. They refuse to endure sound doctrine. And they find people that will say the things that they want to hear. We've got to be careful not to rebel against God's word and against His message just because it might hurt our feelings or it might not be what we want to hear at the time. Turn with me to Ezekiel 12. Let's look at how God deals with these kinds of people. Ezekiel 12 and verse 2. He's dealt with the Israelites for years and years. You know, the same kind of people. People of God that weren't interested in what He had to say. Ezekiel 12 and verse 2, if I can ever get there. It says, "Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see, but does not see, and ears to hear, but does not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity, and go into captivity by day in their sight. You shall go from your place into captivity to another place in their sight, and it may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house." And it goes on to describe the actions that Ezekiel should take when God is desperately trying to change His people and to awaken them and to unstop their ears, if you will. He goes on and on and on throughout the book of Ezekiel, trying, and all the other prophets as well. Jeremiah is another place to look and see this. He tries over and over again to get these people to listen. But one day, there comes a time when it has to stop, and God will give up, and He will punish those who refuse to listen. Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 21, it says, "Hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it, and its way, and though its waves toss to and fro, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But this people has a defiant and a rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both in the former and the latter, in its season. It says, if you look on down there in verse 29, it describes their state further in those previous verses. But in verse 29 it says, shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? When you don't listen to God, when you want to take your own course and find your own things that you should listen to, God rejects you. He refuses to listen to you. And He will punish. And thus James warns us in James chapter 1 of being forgetful hearers. And I think this is the most dangerous of all, and one that a lot of Christians suffer from. They seek God. They listen to His Word. They hear it, but it doesn't stick. Turn with me to James chapter 1 and verse 23. It says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. You know, we must apply those things that we find in God's Word. We must not reject it. We must not ignore it. And we most surely must learn to apply those things and not forget it. So, a few things about how to be a good listener. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 describes the state of mind that we should have when we come to God. When we come to His house and His Word and to worship Him. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1 says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Now, if you don't listen to what God wants, and you come and you worship Him anyway, and you claim to be a servant of His, you are offering the sacrifice of fools. Because you don't know. Because you didn't listen. Because you didn't draw near to hear. But you came just to be here, just to, you know, have that regard, maybe, of your fellow brothers and sisters. We have to have an open mind. We have to have an open ear. And we have to remember not to try and change what God is telling us. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15 says, while it is said, let me pick up a verse. It says, for if we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. And it goes on to describe Israel, you know, and what they did. We've got to remember not to harden our hearts, not to resist the changes that God's Word will bring upon us. We've got to hold fast to those things. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 describes those that don't want to keep God's Word for what it is, to receive God's Word for what it is. They want to take it and make it their own. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16 says, also in all his epistles, in verse 15, it says, and consider the long-suffering, that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things, when which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. We've got to make sure that we don't twist God's Word because we haven't listened to it, because we didn't learn it. We've got to make sure that we listen to everything God says, whether it's hard, whether it's easy, and accept it for what it is and not try to change it. We must also, in order to be a good listener, have a desire to listen to the things of God. We must make that part of our life. We must make that part of our goals to learn from God, to love Him, to listen because of that. Turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 3. These people have been deprived of the Word of God. And let's see what their response is when it is found. Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse, let's start in verse 1. It says, "Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read it from the open square, read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and all those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law." You know, I don't want to step on toes too terribly much this morning, but you see these people here listen for a half a day, for 4 hours straight, and I don't know about y'all, but I find myself getting antsy after about an hour. You know, can you imagine listening to the Word of God being read, just read, not being explained, there's no sermon involved, they just listen. You know, for a half a day, from morning until midday, because they wanted to hear the Word of God and what He had to say. And their ears were attentive. They weren't sleeping. They weren't distracted by something else. They were paying attention. We've got to desire to have this attitude in us, and that we do not have the attitude that's found in Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 10. Jeremiah 6 verse 10 says, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them, and they have no delight in it." You know, some people are that way. Some Christians even get to the point to where listening to the word of God being taught bothers them. It is a reproach to them. They don't delight in it. It becomes something hard for them to listen to. And God will destroy those kind of Christians. He will make their way plain, and they will not be able to last. If you do not have a delight for the law of God and to listen to it, then you cannot be a follower of God. And like we said in James, you must also apply what you hear. Do not be a hearer and not a doer. So to my conclusion, if you are hearing the Word of God, to me, and the way I think, and I believe the way the Bible describes, listening is when hearing is brought into a person and it produces faith. When you listen to the Word of God, as in Romans 10:17, it produces a faith in a person, it produces action in a person. If you will, turn with me to Luke chapter 6 and verse 47. Luke chapter 6 and verse 47. Jesus describes a man that listens to Him. It says, In verse 47, Luke chapter 6, "Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundations on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now we've got to remember, if we want our lives to be found with Jesus in the last day, our actions need to be according to His Word. The sayings that He has delivered to us, the Word that He has delivered to us, need to be in our hearts. It needs to be found in our actions. Otherwise, hearing, listening, there's no connection. And hearing is useless. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. We see what the Israelites were, how they were described. They heard. They were taught. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." We have to mix the things that we hear in our hearts with faith, with action, for it to benefit us. Because if we don't have that faith, if we don't listen and take action, then we cannot please God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 states this very plainly. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." And it goes on to describe throughout the rest of the chapter, throughout the rest of the book, really, the attitude that those that listen to God have. They're able to withstand whatever is said in front of them. They're able to survive any amount of persecution, any amount of suffering, because they listen to God, they seek God, and they are ready and willing to understand and to hear what He has to say. That's the lesson I wanted to present this morning. You know, oftentimes I find myself, you know, like Samuel, sometimes you expect to hear a certain thing from a certain person. You think you know what's being said. Or like Naaman, you're expecting a certain thing to be said and done a certain way. You know, I have to remind myself not to go into the Bible looking for what I want to find, looking for what fits my problem at the time, but look for what God has to say, whether it fits what you expect or not. Listen to what God says, whether it hurts your feelings or not. Don't close your ears. And if there's anyone here who would like to accept God's words for the first time, who would like to listen to His plan, If there's anyone that applies to, please, if you will, come to the front. And also, if there's anyone who has a problem, who has a sin, who has stopped their ears from listening to God, if either is the case, they need to repent or to be baptized, either one, please come forward while we stand and sing, and we'll do our best to assist.